You're listening to The Wicked Horror Show, powered by the Dorkening Podcast Network. For more information, check out thedorkening.com.
Deadly Grounds Coffee knows how important your coffee is to you. Every batch is roasted to perfection with a unique special method that brings out the richest, deepest, smoothest flavor you'll ever find. We're coffee freaks too, and deadly serious about our brew. Just one sip and you'll know why we say, once you go deadly, you don't go back. It's truly coffee to die for. So when you're ready to get a little deadly, get online and order yours at getdeadly.com. It's coffee so good, it's scary.
Hey everybody, welcome to another Wicked Horror Reviews. I stumbled over that one. Anyways, I'm Kevin, and as always, I'm joined by...
The 13th Wolf.
And today, we're talking about the third installment of Fear Street.
Final installment.
Well, I'm hoping that there's going to be some more. But Fear Street 1666. Yes. So the origins of Sarah Fear's curse and finally revealed as history comes full circle on a night that changes the lives of Shadysiders forever. So... this is the final one. This was Ryan's favorite one.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now that I was not loving this one for a while. And then I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I was just like, okay. And then it turned and I was like, oh, all right. Now I like it now. Because at first I was like, this is my least favorite one. Like, I didn't hate it, but it was my least favorite one. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, okay, I see what they're doing here. And I enjoyed it because it also felt like it dragged a bit for me. Like I thought it's gonna be close to being done, and I looked and I was like, I have 40 minutes left. You know.
Yeah. This was definitely one that took its time telling the story, because this is actually the longest of the three.
Because
It's like 2 hours as compared to, like, one was like an hour and 50 minutes, and one was another like an hour and 40 something. So this is definitely the longest, that they throw the most stuff in there. And I'm with Ryan. This is my favorite.
Really? One. I think the second one is my favorite. Even though the first one has the best kill.
Second one definitely comes in very close to being my favorite, but this has everything that I love.
Well,
you know that.
Yeah, I do, but I really think it saved itself for me with the last switch up, you know.
Yeah.
So for those who haven't seen it, or, you know, whatever, block your ears, but they go from 1666 back to 1994.
Right.
And, you know, they figure out, like, how to stop this whole thing from continuing. And it's cool. Like, like the little twists that were in there, like, I didn't see them coming, you know?
That's cool.
You know?
Yeah, I didn't see them coming either. I really dug this.
So during the movie, I realized that there was other people playing... characters from the other movies, but I didn't take into account that they were the actual relatives of those people, you know?
Oh.
You know, I didn't think of it that way. You know, I was just like, oh, that's cool, they're using the same actors, that's awesome, it gives them work, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a scene in
But I'm not saying everyone. I'm saying that there was some people that I'm like, oh, that's cool. They're using this person. Like, I knew, like, there's the tie with the main characters and stuff like that. But then when it came to the guy, I didn't even realize it was him at first. It took me a while to realize it was that same actor.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a scene in the second one where she's reading these names off that were carved into the stone. And one of them is Tommy Slater.
Mm-hmm.
And... Tommy Slater is a character that's at the camp, you know, in 1978 at the camp right now. Well, when we get to 1666, there is another Thomas Slater.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously it's like the
relative,
the billionth great grandfather of this kid.
Yeah.
He's named after, mm-hmm. you know? And I was like, well, when I first saw that, I was like, okay, that's cool. I really kind of hit me. I was like, but it doesn't surprise me, because I mean, everyone's just, this is one of those towns where, you know, they said in the second one that used to be called Unified or United or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it it divided into Shadyside and Sunnyvale. And so I wasn't really surprised to find out that they were that there were like descendants.
Well, you paid more attention than I did, because I wasn't even, I was just watching it being like, oh, what are they going to do next? Like, oh, I want to see what's going on. Like, but I wasn't putting that all together. So, I mean, good on you. But I wasn't paying that much attention to that. I was just like paying attention to the actual, like what was going on in the story. But, you know, obviously it was there. I just didn't notice it, you know. But so when it did finally happen, I was just like, oh, that's awesome. Like, so that's one of the things that saved it for me, you know.
That's cool.
Maybe if I had realized that during the movie, maybe I would have enjoyed it a little bit more during that time. I mean, it was done really well, but it did drag a bit, you know. It dragged a good amount.
It's kind of weird for you to say that too, because you are the person that says I love a slow burn.
I do, but the thing is that it seemed there was a slow burn, but it wasn't building to anything for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't like building suspense. It was like, oh, she's just walking around trying to not get caught, you know, like, you know, whatever. And then I really liked how, like, even though it's the girl that we've seen in all three movies, like when you see her reflection and stuff, you see it's actually a different person and stuff like that. I thought that was good.
I love that effect.
Yeah, I thought it was good. It was done well. Especially for a Netflix movie. And it's funny, there's some people I've seen on Facebook that have like absolutely hated all three of them. And yeah, but that's okay. I mean, everyone, you know, likes what they like.
That's fine.
We were talking about music for a while before we started recording this, and we all have different, you know, we have similar tastes but different tastes at the same time, you know? Like, there's bands that really affected me, there's bands that really affected you, and we both don't have to like those bands. So
no, but I'm just thinking with the three movies, with three separate movies and three separate stories, even though they're intertwined and connected to one another, you would think that I would think that at least one movie would someone would be attracted to.
Right.
Is what I'm getting
and
at,
that's the know? Thing is I have some friends that are also like a little like not judgmental, but really picky about what they find is good. And right. One of them is my friend Scott, who's in Black and White Fright and Secret Underground Hideout with me. And he's kind of like, man, it was shit. You know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I told him about these. I'm like, I'm just telling you, you should check them out. I'm like, it's amazing to think that the person responsible for Goosebumps is responsible for these stories. Like, it's crazy to think that. And I'm like, and they're just done really well. Like, yeah, they're not like down in history, like it's not going to be the next Friday the 13th. It's not going to be, you know, whatever. But they're solid, fun movies. And he checked them out, and he's like, I just wanted to thank you. These were fantastic.
Exactly. He's like,
I loved them. You know,
these are popcorn movies. That's what totally. I call them. You know, exactly. Yeah. I mean, because there's a lot of horror that I'll watch, and I'll be like, okay, I'm gonna watch Rosemary's Baby, and I'm gonna love Rosemary's Baby. But then there's other times I'm gonna throw something in. I'm like.
Yeah,
it in because it's a good time. I need to turn my brain off for a while and just
I want
to
see that kill from the first one again, you know? And I know what I loved is that they referenced that again in the third one. Like, they showed images of it. I'm like, they know what they got. Like, but yeah, and I really liked how they did the final thing. Like, I really liked like the whole thing in the mall.
I loved this. I mean, this again. My favorite of the three, 78 would be, I mean, it's right there. It's very close to being a tie. I really dug 78 because, you know, that's my era, you know?
Well, I was still pooping in my pants in 78. I was old enough to not be pooping in my pants. I was just doing it by choice.
Exactly.
Kevin. I just was proving a point. Like, no one's going to tell me not to shit my pants. Mom. Okay.
Yeah, Kevin needs to be wearing a shirt that says "Don't tell me what to do."
Yeah, don't tell me not to shit my pants. I'm gonna make those shirts up. The next ones, it's gonna be Wicked Horror Reviews. Don't tell me not to shit my pants. Find them available on TeePublic shortly. They're the color of the shirt will be brown.
Little eyeball sticking out of it.
It's brown with yellow flecks, and then there's a weird streak of red for some reason. I should see a doctor. But anyways, so as far as breaking down my favorite to my least favorite, I would still put this at my least favorite, but it's very close to 1994 for me. Like, it's very close. They're very close.
Exactly. That's how I feel between this being my favorite and 1978. It's very close. 94 was good. 94 was, to me, 94 was the was.
But if you go back date. And go back and listen to the first review of when we did 94, and you're like, they, how are they gonna do any better than this? Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
No, I know. I was thinking about that when I'm like, okay, well, after I said that, I'm like, I just put my foot in my mouth, and they're gonna wind up.
But that's
really
a good thing. That's a good thing. But yeah, I would. You know, as far as the first and the third one being very close, there it's for different reasons completely. Like the first one just was like a nostalgia feel for me, and it had that really cool kill. And And then this the third one, you know, it's completely different, obviously a different time frame, like way different. But they did answer a lot of questions, and the twist at the end I thought was great, where they go back to 94. And then the second one, I just felt like it was a solid, like that movie can almost stand on its own, you know?
It could.
Yeah.
It very well could.
But I'm glad it didn't. I'm glad that there's the first one and the third one. It's a great series. And I'm hoping that they'll release these on physical media, because I'm sure people will snag them right up. Oh. And they should do, like you said, with the book, like a special edition where it's the actual book. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. Or even do like treat it almost like the Stranger Things, where they do like the VHS like cases and stuff. That'd be cool.
That'd be very, very cool. Yeah. It definitely deserves a special edition.
Yeah. And I'm just going to be, waiting for like, you know, rip off fan made t-shirts and stuff to pop up in places. I'm sure they'll be there. I'm sure they will. Because yeah, I mean, for the amount of people that I've seen that don't like this series, it's like minuscule compared to the amount of people that are digging it.
The amount of people that do like it, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
but that's the thing is there are some people that I really respect what they do, and they didn't like it. I was like, that sucks, you know, but whatever. I can still respect them. But so what would you give this one? I mean, so what? Do you even remember what you gave the other two?
I gave the first movie a 7.5. I gave the second movie like an 8. I'm giving this a 9.
Okay. So I think I gave the first movie a 7.5 as well.
You did.
So I'm going to give it a 7.3.
Okay.
Yeah, 7.3. It's a little bit, it's very close. You know, that's it. But that being said, I think that's a good score. And I think it's a great series. Like I keep telling my wife, because I was supposed to be watching these with my wife. We watched the first one on vacation. And then I was like, I need to watch the second one for Sunday. She's like, oh, just watch it without me. And I did, and I'm like, you need to see the second one. You need to watch it. It's really good. Then I watched the third one. I'm like, when are you going to watch the second one? You need to watch the third one now, too. I'm like, the whole thing is good. You need to just watch them.
See, the thing I like about this is that if these do come out on physical media,
mm-hmm.
this is going to be that thing where everyone's like, oh, I mean, it's already like that now, where everyone's like, oh, you like Fear Street? You know, people are going to find out that other people like Fear Street, and they go, and it's going to be that comparative thing. Well, I like the first movie. I like the third movie. I like the second. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just one of those.
Yeah, things. It's like Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and or A New Hope, yeah. Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. There's some people that friggin' love Ewoks. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Empire's always been my favorite.
And we know someone who's a big Jar Jar fan. So you know, whatever. Everyone's got taste. Some of it is horrible. So
it's like Halloween. There's Halloween 1, 2, and 3, and there's, I mean, there's a buttload of people that hate Halloween 3.
And that's the only one I like.
and then there's people like you and I that love Halloween 3.
But my reasoning for loving it is because there's no Michael Myers in it.
And that's the reason that most people hate it.
Yep. Well, you know what I say? Fuck them. And know what else I say? Don't tell me I can't shit my pants. So anyways.
And we're back to that.
Yeah, well, it always comes back to that, because everyone's always telling me, stop shitting your pants. And I'm like, no. No one's going to tell me not to shit my pants. I'm doing it. Like I'm doing it as I'm yelling at you. I'm pushing. You can see. I'm like, don't tell me what to do. Anyways, on that note, Wolfie, where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube, The 13th Wolfman, Twitter at The 13th Wolfman, Tumblr, 13th Wolfman, The Prowl, doing the Wicked Horror Reviews with Kev, doing the Wicked Horror Show twice a month. And yeah, check out my YouTube, throwing something new all the time. What about yourself, Kev?
Anuckle on Instagram. Besides doing these reviews with Wolfie, I do Wicked Horror Show every week that it's done, because I'm the one who pushes buttons. And I also am part of Black and White Fright and Secret Underground Hideout. all of which are on the Dorkening Podcast Network. Go to thedorkening.com for more information on all of those shows and others. And that's about that. Thanks for listening. Let me know. Let us know what you thought of Fear Street. If you have a favorite, if you have a least favorite, if you thought it was stupid, if you thought it
was there a scene you love.
Was there any movie that just screamed out to you, "Stop shitting your pants"? You know, we need to know this.
Exactly.
So, anyways, and if you would buy a "Don't Tell Me Not to Shit My Pants" shirt, let me know.
Because he'll pull one up.
I'll have it. I'll make it happen. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.